George Gathenya is one of hundreds of thousands of motorbike taxi drivers in Kenya struggling with rising costs. 4 months ago, campaigning for elections, William Ruto said he'd help them and other small traders with government loans. Ruto was announced the election winner and sworn in 100 days ago. The money became available last month and George took out the maximum loan he's allowed, which is about $4, borrowed and repaid using a mobile money service. He says he spent it on fuel.
That was not enough for a day, but it was enough for a few hours for that day. It doesn't help.
Ruto was deputy president for 9 years before he ran for the top job, promising change.
We are all citizens.
The previous administration of former President Uhuru Kenyatta was accused of unsustainable borrowing from China for infrastructure projects and marred by numerous corruption scandals. Since taking office, Ruto says he's reviving the economy.
We have forged agreements on mobilizing investments and financing in a wide variety of sectors, and we will continue to engage the international community as we implement our plan.
Ruto's had a flurry of meetings with US officials, signing trade deals and securing loans from Western financial institutions. His government said little about trade with China. Activists are concerned that prosecutors have dropped corruption charges against Ruto's allies for various scandals totaling more than $250 million.
A lot of people are worried that is there anybody who's going to be held accountable, because some of the largest cases that were currently pending and now, poof, they've vanished.
Subsidies on fuel and some staple foods have ended since Ruto took office. That was a condition for borrowing more money from the West. Joseph Mwangi, another motorbike taxi driver, says he voted for Ruto, but nothing has improved.
This government is same like the other that we refused. This, there's no difference, because the other people, the people that we are dealing with, is the same.
Some economists say things will get even worse before they can get better. Kenyans are waiting to see. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Nairobi.